ATIA. Now speaking with David Ferguson here with the Lighthouse, and he can talk about not only some of the services that they offer here in the local area, but also your impressions, David, of the conference and what you saw here and what you liked, any showstoppers that grabbed your attention.
Sure. I'm an AT consultant with the Tampa Lighthouse, and we were really glad to be here today. There's a lot of new technologies out here, and of course we look at those new technologies and ways of introducing those into the workplace to create accessibility solutions. So this has always been a great opportunity for me to network with old friends, meet new friends, and see how we can compare notes to see how things are done, and I'm getting a lot of good information here today.
What were the showstoppers? What grabbed your attention to think, hey, I'm really going to look into this and maybe recommend this for some clients because it just got your attention?
Well, of course, I've been attending the leadership forum as well, and it's great to see that some of the corporations over there are doing things kind of thinking outside of the box and looking at doing things a little bit differently in terms of the workplace and technologies that they're introducing. So, I mean, I just think that's great because that's what it's going to take to move things forward.
Anything in particular? Either I know the person I just spoke with, they were really impressed with some of the Optilec magnification tools. Maybe you're reluctant to name specific. I'm just curious if anything got your attention. For our people listening, they kind of like to know the buzz, what's new, what you saw here that you were not aware of before you came today.
Well, particularly some of the workplace strategies, like the ability to use screen readers in environments like Citrix and things like that, which are critical. You know, the direction that process is going has been really neat. So it's great to watch that. So
yeah, everything is definitely going web-based. The whole cloud computing, as it is called, where the information is handled on a server. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that. Some people are bothered that their data is centrally located. However, the benefits are that your preferences and settings and all your documents are available to you regardless of what computer you go to. So you could come to an event like this, walk up and use one of these machines and have access, or go between college and home or work and home. So
absolutely, that's the future. So it's important for us to have an understanding of that process and the technology so that we can continue to work with it and make use of these great tools that we're seeing here today in order to continue to move it forward.
So talk about some of the services that individuals can get by coming to the Tampa Lighthouse.
Well, the Tampa Lighthouse for the Blind, we provide a lot of great services. We provide job placement, job development and placement. We also provide rehab technology training, O&M services. There's lots of great services there that we provide to get people into the workplace, but also to get things up and running for people that are already working and may need better access.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to comment on? Maybe give your website or phone number if folks can contact you if they'd like to know more about your services?
Absolutely. Please contact us if you're interested in any of our services. And our website is www.tampalighthouse.org. Our phone number is area code 813-251-2407.
All right, that's David Ferguson. Thank you for stopping by and kind of sharing with us your experience and letting folks know of this resource who maybe are not aware. Now, how large of an area do you cover? Do you cover the whole state, or how does
that work? We cover 7 counties. It's West Central Florida, 7 counties within that area.
Does that come over here into the Orlando area, or is that?
It doesn't come quite this far, but we also are currently working with corporations that work well outside the state of Florida as well. So we do have a kind of a national presence as far as services we can provide to.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, David, and enjoy the event here, and we appreciate your insight and input.
Thank you.